Amen, amen, and amen again. Amen. Good afternoon to one and all. Let us bow our heads. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for health, life, and strength. Lord, let us be both hearers and doers of the word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let me thank your pastor, Reverend Dr. Calvin R. Kendrick, for allowing me to grace this pulpit that God has given him as the under-shepherd of this church. To the First Family, First Lady Kendrick, and to their son, Calvin. To Reverend Randolph Thompson, the immediate past under-shepherd of this church, and now Pastor Emeritus. To the Minister of Music, other clergy present, officers, members, and friends. I must certainly thank the Women's Ministry for allowing me to serve with them as the Minister of Women's Ministry. Thank you. Now that I've done what my mama told me to do, amen. Let us look at the bulletin, and you have it in front of you, the lesson for this morning. And I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and that's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. My theme for this afternoon is just trust God. Some of us have been faced with situations where we just did not know what to do. Everything that could go wrong did. The washing machine broke down and you had two loads in the machine with the soap and the Clorox. You went to work and your manager asked you to come into the office. You left with not a bonus, but a pink slip. You got in your car and your car would not start. AAA came to assist you and told you to your dealer, only to find out that your warranty had expired. To repair the car would cost you more than what you had in the bank. Yet we are told to just trust God. As Christians, we are often asked to just trust God. Just when the storms of life come our way, trust becomes a major concern. It's easy to trust someone when everything is going right. But when things are going totally wrong, it's not so simple. As believers, however, we must remember that the Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, so whoever is a believer in Christ is a new creation. The old way of living has disappeared. A new way of living and thinking has come into existence. In other words, the trust factor is a must for us. The author Tom Marshall writes in his Simply Truth series that all relationships involve trust, especially our relationship with God. In fact, as Marshall reveals, the true faith in God can be achieved only through complete trust. So as the scripture states, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart, not a quarter, not a half, all our heart. Our circumstances, situations should not alter our trust in God. You remember David, the shepherd boy who went up against the Philistine Goliath? Well, if you don't remember the story, it goes like this. When we read in 1 Samuel 16 and 17, the Lord told Samuel to find him another king. King Saul had lost favor with the Lord because of his disobedience. The Lord was with David and had Samuel anoint him as king. King Saul was not aware that David had been anointed. Saul loved David because when David played the lyre, it soothed King Saul's heart. The Lord had taken his spirit from King Saul, and an evil spirit was with him, which caused him distress.
Right.
While Saul was king, Israel battled with the Philistines. The Philistines had this 9.5-foot giant warrior challenge them. It's Saul's people won the Philistines would serve them. If the Philistines won, then Saul's people would serve them. David, with 5 stones and a slingshot, challenged the Philistines. David hurled the stone straight in Goliath's hand. The giant fell dead, and David won a great victory for Israel. David had trusted God before, so he knew that God would protect him. God promised him that he would be with him, and God does not lie. God does not make promises he does not keep. You see, we face many giants. Giants can come in the form of financial difficulties, health concerns. We as African Americans and Latino Hispanics do not have easy access to medical care, especially affordable medical care. According to the statistics, we suffer from diabetes twice the rate of others, and are more likely to die from cancer and heart disease. So today, as we wear red, we propose to do just that, rid ourselves of this dreaded disease, heart disease. We also face relationship issues. Challenges can come at you from all sides. However, the Bible says in James 1, verses 2 to 4, "My friends, consider yourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way. For you know that when your faith succeeds in facing trials, the result is the ability to endure. Make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Another question that is often asked when we are going through is, why me? I'm a good person. I read the Bible. I'm on the missionary board. I'm on the usher board. I serve with the willing workers. Lord, why me? Well, why not you? The Bible does not tell us that Jesus promised his followers that he would spare them from the discomforts of this world. In fact, when Jesus prays for his disciples in John 17, verse 5, it states that I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but I do ask you to keep them safe from the evil one. So just trust God. If we look at the situation from the natural, we will view it from our own understanding. And Isaiah 55:8 tells us that, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." I remember when my daughter went off to college. I was more afraid than she was. I never told her this, but I didn't want my little girl to leave home. My daughter had never stayed away from us more than a day at a time. And now she was going to be gone for more than 3 months. I cried when I left her at her dorm. And for the first week, I called her and wrote her every day. And you know what? She called me too and wrote me every day. Because you know, I found out later she too was afraid. We had sheltered little Ebony, and I was afraid for her. However, I had a little talk with Jesus. I told him all about it. And you know what he said? He said, "Wendy, fashion around Ebony. I gave my daughter a Bible, and I wrote inside the cover. I said, baby, open up this book often, and you will find the answers to all your questions and all your problems. Trust me on this one, trust Mama. I told her, and always remember to trust God. You see, God has not failed me yet. I also wanted her to open the book. See, because if she had opened up the book, she would have found out that I placed $100 in a particular book. Apparently, she opened up the book because she called me to say thank you. God loves us, and He wants us to be prepared. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11-12, for surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for your harm. To give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. God can be trusted. However, the enemy causes us not to trust God. Causes us to doubt God. And to worry. You see, if God does not answer us in 24 hours, we panic. God, where are you? God, I have not heard from you. It has been a whole day, and the problem is still here. Lord, are you still there? I thought you said you would never leave me. Even the prophet Jeremiah began to doubt God. Jeremiah stayed on his knees all the time. The people did not like the message of Jeremiah. They liked the way they were living. And Jeremiah prophesied that they had to change. But why? Everything is wonderful. Why do we have to change? They were listening to the false prophets, and this displeased God. He told Jeremiah to warn them. Jeremiah did not want this job. In Jeremiah 15:10, he cries out, woe is me, my mother, that you ever bore me, a man of strife and contention to the whole land. I have not lent, nor have I borrowed, yet all of them curse me. Jeremiah soon found out that not trusting God was costly. In Jeremiah 17:5, thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. And blessed are those who trust in the Lord. Trust? Do we? Can we trust God when you think God is not answering us? Can we trust God when all the evidence seems to say otherwise? Yes, you can trust God. In order to just trust God, you must know God. You must have a relationship with God. Before you can just trust God, you must have a relationship that is committed. God already has shown you that He loves us. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in Him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Also, we read in 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. With God requires desire, communication, and commitment. The scripture are God's ways to show us what He is like and what is important to Him. If you read the scriptures often enough, you will develop a more meaningful relationship. relationship with God.
All right.
So that trust will not be an issue. Mm. During the month of February, we observe Valentine's Day, called the Day of Love.
Uh-huh.
We get flowers, candy, but you should have. We give out hugs and kisses on this one day. Everyone seems to love one another.
Amen.
Well, God expects us to love Him every day.
Yeah.
And we can do this by remembering that God is sovereign.
Yeah. Yeah.
As we read in 1 Timothy 6:15, He who is the blessed and only sovereign is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. So how can we just trust God? Continue to pray. Prayer changes you and me.
Amen.
Prayer is communications with God. God wants to hear from you. Listen to God. In Psalm 46, He tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." Trusting God will help you to stop worrying about the situation. And Matthew 6:25-34, which I can sum up for you, do not worry. Worry does not add one more day to your life. Tells us, finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. We know that in all things, and I mean all things, entitled "To Trust is to Believe." Sometimes it seems impossible to trust in you, Lord. But then again, it's all I have. When my back is up against the wall, the pressure forever mounting up and worsens with little hope. Though I pray and leave it with you, it's so hard for me to cope. I know, oh Lord, you teach us patience, especially at those times you want us to trust completely, though answers are hard to find. And there are times it seems as though you have stepped back from us. We feel so much alone in our mess, not knowing you're watching us with love. And as the scripture tells us in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your straight your path. This is why we can just trust God with our finances. We can trust God with our marriage. We can just trust God with our money. We can just children. We can just trust God with our jobs.
Yeah.
We can just trust God with our friends,
yeah,
our matters of the heart,
yeah,
our conflicts in the church,
uh-huh,
our relationships,
yeah,
our family,
yeah,
that our government will do right by its people.
Yeah.
And that if they don't, that God will take care of it. United States. this. This is my final point for you this afternoon. We can trust God with the fact that every knee, I said every knee, shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus, I said Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Somebody.
Amen.
We can trust God.
Amen.
The preacher told us that we can with our family, with our children, with our jobs, with our friends,
yes,
with our church. We can trust God.
Yes.
And we can trust God with Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Every knee. Every knee.
Yes.
Every knee must bow. This is your opportunity, our opportunity to respond to the message, to respond to God, to develop this trust, lean not to our own insight, to our own understanding, but to lean on God. Will you, if you have not, will you now begin to lean on God? The doors of the church are open. If you need nurturing care to enable you and us to lean on God, will you come? As the choir